Thymex is different. This is the cytosol extract. This is water soluble. This is replacement therapy. This is Rent-A-Gland. And it's designed to be short term. It's designed to do functionally what that patient's thymus is not currently doing or not doing sufficiently. Now, the most recent case I had with this, as a good example, our office worker, her child needs to be with her in the office. She won't put him with a babysitter. He's a great kid. He goes over in the corner and just freezes like a statue for 6 hours. He likes that. So he's great. We use him as like a coat rack and things like that. Great kid. But she brought him in last week, carried him in. He was weeping, crying, obviously in distress. Earache. I took a look, and it was red, inflamed, but not bulging out. She said, should we do antibiotics? Well, I tell you my own personal thing. With ears and eyes, and especially with kids, if I'm going to go that route, that's where it happens. Because if I'm wrong about the ears, they can lose their hearing. And if I'm wrong about the eyes, I don't know about you, but I sleep better knowing I was conservative and maybe compromised a little, but they've got their sight and their hearing. But I felt, no, we've got time on this one. If I thought this thing was about to burst, you bet, I'll drive him over, let's get the bug killer, and then we'll deal with that later. I said, I think we've got time. I checked his spine. He had a left atlas, in my experience, almost always lateral on the side of involvement. Mastoid air cells using an activator needed to be adjusted, a little tip. Have them laterally flex to that side and watch for the reactive leg shortening. If so, get the mastoid air cells, but not wide open with the sharp metal tip. One ring through your thumb, it'll be incredibly sensitive. In fact, you'll almost know by just palpating. So we did that, did the adjustment, and what I had her do was Thymex. He had been doing Immuplex. He'd been doing some standard things, but obviously we were losing this battle. I said, I want you to give him Thymex one every 15 minutes. One every 15 minutes. We did that for a couple of hours, and we appeared to be getting nowhere. I said, okay, why don't you call Kaiser, get the appointment, get over there, get the antibiotic, bring it back. Let's still watch, but I want you to have it in case we're really losing. Let's just not be crazy here. So the dad picked up Nathaniel, and I didn't see them till later that night. We had church that night, so how's he doing? There's Nathaniel running around like a wild man. I said, what happened? I said, did you get the antibiotic? He said, no, actually, I got lost. He said, I never got over there. Well, he wouldn't have taken it without me saying do it. He wouldn't have done it because they said take it. He said, well, I got lost and I never got it. He said, but while we were on the way, suddenly it's like someone flipped a switch. And Nathaniel popped up and said, can we go to McDonald's? He said, at that point, I knew we were out of the woods because he wasn't eating anything. So it took, that was about 4 or 5 hours of Thymex, one every 15 minutes, which he said, I mean, that's what he did, by his watch every 15 minutes. And Nathaniel was willing to chew them, which made a difference. How much, I don't know, but certainly made a difference. So it took a considerable number, but what it did was allow his immune system to get over the edge, and then it's as though it said, thank you very much, I've got a handle on it. That's the value of Thymex. Now there's another thing to add to that from time to time, and that would be calcium lactate. Remember we talked about the importance of calcium for the phagocytic activity of the leukocytes? If there's not readily available calcium, they can't fully perform the phagocytic motion. And so you may want to, and the only reason I didn't in this case is because he was a child and I didn't know how much of this was going to get in, and Thymex was most important, and he would chew that. He wouldn't chew the calcium lactate. But for adults, it would be one Thymex and one or two calcium lactate every 15 minutes. Now there's a third thing to add for the really nasty cases. Even though giving the calcium lactate, it may not effectively be delivered to the tissues. Cataplex F tablet. So for this really nasty case where I'm trying to avoid the antibiotic, which if we have to, we'll have to, it would be Thymex, calcium lactate, and cataplex F tablet. Male or female in this case, this is going to be short term, doesn't matter. And that would maximize the immediate support for the immune system. That is assuming that it has the capacity to do it. If it doesn't, That then is when we may have to resort to more extraordinary means, because there is not the innate capacity there to do it right now. That just establishes our long-term job, rebuilding this immune system. So, great product, but it can take sufficient quantity, not all at once, not 10 at once. Keep it in there, because it has a short half-life. It'll pass out in the urine pretty quickly.
If the immune system is overactive in someone, are we going to be using either the PMG or the Cymex?
Good question. If the immune system is over-responding, then I don't want Thymex in most cases. What I want now is the PMG to help normalize this over-response. I don't need to give it an additional boost. I need to heal that gland, which would be the place of the protomorphogen. If there is excessive natural tissue antibody activity, I have an irritated system that's over-responding because it feels under attack. Or if it is genetically weak and overcompensating, either case, the PMG will work. Question? I'm not sure what you're asking. Good point. With the calcium lactate, could one of the hydrochloric acid products, betaine hydrochloride or Zypan, help? It may. In the case of the child, that wasn't the issue. If it's an older adult, then perhaps one Zypan or betaine hydrochloride, in addition to the others, could help. So, good point. That's another factor to consider.
With that issue, sometimes acidifying the system will work when someone is ill.
Yeah. Well, now we're back. The point is, acidifying the system will help. We're back to D.C. Jarvis. What D.C. Jarvis found in Vermont was, for the dairy farmers, at the first sign of cold or flu, what did they do? 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 2 teaspoons of honey, raw honey, in a glass of water several times a day. And he found often just the pH change now created a hostile environment for the pathogens, allowing the immune system to do its job.
Would you use the Thymex and the PMG in HIV-positive patients?
Would I use Thymex and in HIV? Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What I've used, just to get there, with HIV cases, was always Immuplex as a foundation, and then depending on the other stuff, it would go from there. It was always Immuplex when they came in. And then where are you with Kaposi's? Where are you with this, that, and the other? Other things would be added. All right. Donna, how are we doing for time?